snip, snip, snip. Cut, cut, cut. Snip to the cut, to the snip, to the cut. Scalpel. I said, give me that scalpel. I said, give me that motherfucking scalpel. We gotta go into surgery. Put on the scrubs, get the scrubs on. Get everything, get the ready for the ACL. Got an ACL and now it's torn. Now I gotta get into the surgery, yo. Gotta get surgical tools, yo. Give me that little white thing, that little snipper. Yo, snip, snip, snip to the snap. Snip to the snap while I get on your back. Then I turn y'all around, come nurse. Nurse, get the fuck over here, you stupid bitch. Yo, give me that scalpel now. I don't have time for your motherfucking games right now. I know we fucked in the medical closet, but I need this scalpel right fucking now. Thank God the patient is out of surgery. And now it's time, time for him to enter recovery. We're going to call our expert to give us some advice on the recovery process. Doctor?
Yo, yo.
Hi, is this Dr. Pat?
Yes, it is.
Pat, it's so good to have you on. We really need your medical expertise right now. We've got a patient who just got out of intensive care. He had an anterior cruciate ligament torn and fixed up, and now we really need your advice on how best he will go about recovering.
Well, the first couple of days are going to be the worst after surgery. Pain's going to be pretty bad the next couple of days, and after that it should go down pretty significantly. First goals in rehab are going to be quad strengthening. After surgery, the quad's going to shut down pretty good. There's got to be a lot of atrophy in the knee. And so first thing is we try to get the quad active again. Range of motion is key. There's extension and flexion. Flexion is going to be lacking at first, but extension is our main priority the first 3 weeks. So we're going to do a lot of work with the physical therapist, getting that extension back, quad sets, squeezing that quad, trying to do some weight bearing. After 3 weeks, you should be on the stationary bike a little bit, moving around. Range of motion should be 0 to about 115 degrees at that point. Weeks 3 to 6 is focused on continued strengthening, improved flexion, range of motion, and monitoring for any signs of infection or any complications. That's about it. The next 6 months of your life are going to be getting back to where you want to be. It takes a while for that recovery to happen. It takes about 9 to 12 weeks to start to at least jog again. And then anywhere from 12 to 16 weeks to start doing, you know, squatting and all that kind of good stuff. But full recovery takes about 6 months. Return to sport or activity is typically 9 months.
And then he's all good to go, huh?
Should be. The ACL actually dies. It's depending on what kind of graft he's having. Typically, they take a hamstring allograft. They just strip your tendon off your hamstring and they make a new ACL. So the first couple of weeks, it's really strong, but then it sort of necroses and dies from week 6 to 8 or 6 to 12. Anywhere from there, so you got to be really careful in between there. So it takes anywhere from 6 to 9 months to actually provide the blood flow back and for the body to start giving it nutrients it needs, and then it gets strong. So after surgery, 6 to 9 months, you're going to have a nice new strong knee there, so it should be good.
Wow, man, Pat, cannot thank you enough for your expert breakdown of the recovery process. What an awesome thing.
Hey, man, I love your stuff. I found you on Reddit probably about a month ago, and good stuff, dude. I hope the best for you.
Thank you so much, and thanks for calling in, dude. Feel free to call in anytime, and Yeah, dude. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Sounds good. Have a good one, man.
All right, Pat. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So the first couple of weeks it's really strong, but then it sort of necroses and dies from week 6 to 8.